When you were given charge of the lab for venereal disease, did you tell your parents? Did you write to them and tell them what you were doing? And what did they say about that later when you talked to
they
them?
They probably didn't know anything about venereal disease either. But I think I did tell them after I got home, but not while I was in the Army. I just told them I was a medic.
Did the work you did there, I mean, it was lab-based, there was some science to it. Did that lead to your future career in wildlife management? Did that influence you at all?
Very definitely. But also very indirectly. I was always interested in wildlife as a kid, more about shooting them rather than conserving them. But it was in the field of biology. When I was in college, I started in pre-med because I had liked the medics in the Army and thought it was a good career. But our English prof assigned us a themed ride on what we were going to be and told us about the vocational files in the college library, which we should check so we know what we were really getting into ahead of time. And when I was going through the vocational files, I found this wildlife management career. And I thought, boy, that's for me. And fortunately, I immediately transferred into wildlife management and didn't have, which sent me to the University of Minnesota rather than McAllister College where I'd started. But I've been on a one-track mind ever since.
You found it early, which is a good thing. Some people don't find that passion until later in life.
I couldn't have had a better career to suit me.